You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If the pronoun they can be used to refer to one person, which it can, then we need to address the question of whether the verb should be singular too.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Thanks.
So, Ann, this week's question comes from a listener named Aaron. Aaron identifies as non-binary and uses they, them pronouns, but they say sometimes that can be awkward. For instance, Aaron wanted to know, are you supposed to say they are going to the grocery store or they is going to the grocery store if you're only talking about one person who uses they, them pronouns?
It's a great question, and I'm so glad we get the chance to talk about it because pronouns are on the front burner of language change at the moment. We get a lot of questions about them, so really happy to get to talk about this. I think with singular they, it's helpful to remember that we have two constructions going on here. One is where gender is irrelevant or unknown. This singular they has a long-standing history in English. It would be something like, you should ask someone who knows where they're going. Right? Someone who knows where they're going. Someone gender irrelevant, unknown, gender neutral. With that they, which goes back hundreds of years, it has consistently used the plural agreement with the verb as it does when the pronoun is plural. So you'll get they are for lots of people and then ask someone if they are going. So you'll still get the same kind of verb agreement. This is unsurprising if you think about the pronoun you, which when it took over the singular function in addition to the plural, kept the same verb agreement in most varieties of English. So you get you are for lots of people and you are for one person, again, in many varieties of English. Then there is non-binary singular they. This is the they that we use when there is a person, a specified person, and this person does not identify as he, does not identify as she, identifies outside that binary, and that person's pronoun is they. Here again, right now, we tend to see plural agreement, that plural agreement carries over. And this is new. And you and I get questions about this. This feels hard. This may feel awkward. But I want to really reinforce here, first of all, this is new, so it may take some getting used to. But it is really important because using people's pronouns is about respect in the same way that using people's names is about respect.
I can relate to that. When I was in high school, I went by Becky until I graduated, and I have actually had people from my high school say, I'm not calling you Rebecca. And I'm like, well, all right, it's my name, but I don't want to inconvenience you.
Right. And I think inconvenience them by using the right name for you. I sometimes use the example of if someone says, my name is Michael, but I go by Paul, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm going to call you Michael, or, yeah, I'm going to call you Joe, because that's easier for me. We recognize that that would be weird and rude. We need to keep that in mind when we think about pronouns, that if someone says my pronoun is they, their pronoun is they, and to say, oh, I'm sorry, it's more convenient for me to call you something else. No, no, no. Use people's pronouns. Now, this question of, are we ever going to get they is for the non-binary singular they? Maybe. It could be one way to distinguish non-binary they from other uses of singular they. Right now, we tend to see they are, but language changes.
And pronouns, they're such tiny little words, but wow, they mean so much.
Yes, they do.
Thanks so much, Anne. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.